Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
Hey everyone, this is Stefan from ProjectLifeMastery.com. Welcome to my September 2015 monthly goals report, where every single month I give you guys a detailed update on exactly where I'm at with the goals that I set for myself at the beginning of the year. So I'm going to share with you guys my successes, my failures, the speed bumps that I've been going through throughout this year with my goals, the progress that I've been making, and hopefully I can inspire you guys in this process to take more action in your life and achieve your goals. And also, you know, hopefully I can just, you know, be an example for you on just sticking with your goals over the long term and being accountable to them, because that's been a core component that's allowed me to achieve a lot of the goals I'm going to share with you guys in this video, has just been consistently being accountable to myself and you guys and other people and just taking massive action towards them. So I hope that you guys have been taking massive action with your goals and you're achieving a lot of the goals now that you set at the beginning of the year for yourself, because it's already October, which is pretty amazing to me. The year's just gone by so fast. So I'm going to pull up my cracked iPad here, which you've probably seen before in previous video blogs. I still need to get it fixed. But I'm going to read out the goals that I set for myself at the beginning of the year. You guys can go back if you want. You got some older, you know, I've done this every single month now for almost 2 years now, I think. But you can go back to the previous months if you want to see my progress. Basically, in this video, I'm going to glance over and just kind of review all the different goals that I set. I think there's 25 goals or something like that. But if you guys want a more in-depth analysis and learn more about them, then just head on over to ProjectLifeMastery.com or click the link that I'll have below in the description. And you'll be able to see all my goals, all the details, etc., of all of them that I set for them this year. All right, our very first goal, health and fitness. I'll easily weigh 160 pounds at 10% body fat by December 31st, 2015. Now, this goal's been going pretty well. However, I had a bit of a setback with my fitness goal because I did a 15-day juice cleanse, which I'm sure you guys saw in the previous video, or one of the previous videos that I put out, which was another goal of mine, doing a 15-day juice cleanse. So during that juice cleanse, I actually lost a lot of weight. I lost like 10 pounds, which is insane to me. But most of it was water, fat, and some muscle. And so now that I've been back to a regular diet, my weight has gone back up around 154 pounds right now. My body fat, I've actually lost fat, which is awesome. I'm definitely a lot leaner now too, but it's pretty amazing to lose weight when you don't have much weight to lose. And you can probably tell from me, I don't have a lot of muscle or a lot of weight to really lose. But that was great. But now I've just been getting back on track with working out because I took 15 days off from the gym. I was still doing some light, you know, push-ups and some light 10-pound dumbbells and stuff like that, but definitely kind of sidetracked the fitness goal for a little bit. And I've always personally put health as a much higher priority than fitness. I'm not as committed to fitness right now as I was before when I was doing fitness shows and stuff like that, but you know, health is definitely a lot more important. So doing cleanses and just making sure that everything is functioning properly and I have a lot of energy is a lot more important for me. However, my training has been good with this. My diet's been good. I get my meals delivered to me every week as well. But I definitely could take it a little bit more seriously and commit myself more to it if I really want to achieve this goal. So I still have a ways to go now, and it's only October right now. So I definitely need to up my game on this goal. Okay, next, I'll easily complete a 7 to 10 day cleanse. I achieved that goal as my 15-day juice fast. And by the way, if you guys want to learn more about that, you can check out on my YouTube channel or on my blog. I went specifically into that. And I'm actually doing a liver cleanse today, another liver flush. I did a video on liver flushes. So I'm going to be doing one of those every month as well, which is really important for me right now. Again, I got a video on that too. Okay, financial, turns out the craziest month ever. In September, I made more than I've ever made before, which is even more than my month that I had a few months ago where I made like $130,000 in a month. Turns out September, I made $157,645 for September, which is just mind-boggling to me. You know, it's just, it's insane. It's like, it's just, at this point, it's just different numbers that you see coming into your bank account, which is a cool feeling. I still make sure that I appreciate it. And I'm like, wow, like really, that's really awesome, because I've always said before that the amount of money that someone makes is just a reflection of the amount of value that you give. And so that's what I'm the most proud of, is that I've just consistently been giving more and more and more value throughout this year, bigger than anything I've ever done before. And I just feel like I'm being rewarded for that now. Now, a lot of people always ask me, how can I do what you're doing? And honestly, guys, I mean, I share so much with you guys on my YouTube, how to build an online business, on my blog, my Kindle course, other courses that I have and that I recommend as well. But, you know, guys, it's just, you have to understand, I've been doing this since I was 21 years old. I'm 29 now. This is over 8 years now that I've been, you know, into business and learning, and I'm just a machine. You know, I've been consuming, you know, self-development stuff since I was 17 years old. And when I was 21, going to seminars and hiring coaches and reading books and failing and trying so many different things and working a lot. You know, all my success has not come without great sacrifice, pulling all-nighters and just, you know, all this kind of crazy stuff that I've done to get to the point that I'm at now and the point that I'm going to get to in the future. And so, you know, this is definitely achievable for anyone. I was not gifted in any way. You know, I had a disadvantage in many ways, because I see many people now get started making money online that are just blowing me out of the water in terms of when I first started. I mean, it took me years before I made any money online. Whereas I see people like my girlfriend or friends of mine or people that go through my courses that are, you know, even 16 years old sometimes, and they're just doing amazing stuff. You know, one person posted in my Kindle Facebook group the other day, he's 20 years old, and I think he was doing $9,500 a month from Kindle publishing. Insane, at 20 years old. Like, can you imagine how this guy's gonna be when he's 30 years old? So, you know, it's just, it doesn't matter where you're starting from, just getting started, I think, is the most important thing. And as long as you're willing to do the work, you can achieve whatever kind of goals or results that you have in your life. And I'm still, when I think back years ago, I'm like, when I was struggling and in debt and living on my friend's couch, it's just amazing to see how fast your life can change. Because in a few years, that's a fast period of time to change your entire life in a few years. So it's possible. You just got to take action. You got to believe in yourself and just do all the stuff that I'm sharing with you guys. You know, I'm not holding anything back. Everything that I share with you guys, I personally do or have done myself. Any product or course or software or anything like that, I personally use myself. I don't share anything that I don't believe will benefit you guys and that I haven't personally been through myself first. So always keep that in mind, but it's possible, guys. Just take action. It's amazing how your life can change if you're committed to it. Next goal, I'll easily grow my investment portfolio over $700,000 in my holding company. That goal's been going great. I invested another over $20,000 in September, and this is just only stocks. Okay. So I've just been investing more and more into stocks every month. Just a certain percentage of what I make, reinvesting into that. People ask me what kind of stocks did I buy? I mean, I have index funds. Like, I had the Vanguard index fund based on the Tony Robbins book, by the way, Money Master the Game, great book. But I have a Vanguard index fund. I have a Canadian index fund, which is the iShares index fund, which sells on the stock market. I mean, I buy a lot of blue chip stuff, and I also buy certain stocks that are a little bit higher risk that I'm willing to take the risk on. And, you know, sometimes I make money or sometimes I lose money with those ones. But the blue chip ones are pretty stable. Those are the ones that I stick to more in the long term. And I always think long term with everything that I do, everything in business. I'm never trying to get rich quick. Everything that I'm trying to do is just always long-term oriented. Investments that I make in stocks or mutual funds or real estate, I'm thinking out like 5, 10, 20, 30 years from now. Okay, that's my mentality when it comes to those things. So I want the stock market to crash. You know, I want a recession to happen, because I believe that it's just a good opportunity to buy everything at a discount, buy everything on sale. So blue chip stuff, I mean, I here in Canada, I own pretty much all the banks. From Bank of Montreal to TD to RBC to Bank of Nova Scotia. I like buying stocks that pay dividends. and that have a drip so that you know the dividends that get paid out get reinvested and buy more and more stocks. I own Shaw, I own TELUS here in Canada. There's just a number of them, National Bank of Canada. So pretty stable, secure investments that pay dividends over the long term. Okay, moving forward, business goals. I'll easily launch my own physical product on Amazon using the amazing selling machine. I achieved that goal. I've launched actually two products now. Both are doing pretty well. My second product's actually just kicking ass, which is pretty cool. And this is all, by the way, to be honest with you guys, very, very, very minimal focus. Like, I haven't had much time at all to really focus on my Amazon products, not nearly as much as I'd like, just because I'm running like four other businesses. But it's amazing how it's just passive income. Once you set it up, you go through that, and it's just been paying me passive income after that, which is pretty cool. But I'm actually going to be partnering with someone or have more of a team so that they can focus on that, because I don't really like doing a lot of the operational kind of stuff at this phase. There's more like the position that I've built myself now in my business is more the strategist and the person that's just kind of overseeing things and learning and then just kind of getting my team to execute a lot of stuff. Whereas before I used to work a lot of hours in my business doing everything myself. Now I've been focused on building more of a team. And so that's a really important piece that I'm focused on right now with my Amazon business and a few other parts, part of the transition that I've been going through also. But that will allow me to scale up much, much faster. Okay, next goal, I'll easily launch K Optimizer to help Kindle publishers better track, manage, and optimize their Kindle books. Achieve that goal, we've launched that. In fact, we're actually improving it massively. I can't share too much about it right now, but we're adding a lot of more features to it also. So, and we'll probably be charging more for it once we relaunch it and everything. But if you guys want to learn more about that, go to the blog. You can check out more about K Optimizer for Kindle publishers. Next, I'll easily launch my Kindle Virtual Assistant training program. I achieved that earlier this year as well. We've also been improving that massively, and we're actually raising the price on that just because we've added like 10 new sections to it as well. So we've improved it a lot, and we've offered it for like, kind of like a discount for the last few months now. But you know, we're just making everything better, really. I mean, my entire Kindle course, making it better and better and better. Just this last month in September and even now in October, we've been replacing videos, adding new content, just making it even better. And that's just a core thing that I'm committed to with anything that I put out, is I always want to make it better. And that's what I try to teach people with their Kindle books, with their Amazon products, their blog, with their YouTube, or any online business that you have, or even yourself. Always try to find ways to make things better. Next, I'll easily launch my first ever live mastermind event. We achieved that earlier this year as well. Next, I'll easily create and launch my own self-development product on ClickBank. Now, I made a lot of progress towards this in September, which I'm very, very happy about. I actually recorded the entire product. I can't reveal too much yet. It's a 7-day training product, though. I believe it's going to change a lot of people's lives. In fact, I remember, when I was filming it, and even afterwards, I was just like vibrating because I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be big. Like, this is going to change a lot of people's lives. And it's part of the legacy that I want to have and what I want to be known for. So I'm very excited for that. I think it's going to benefit everyone that's watching this video, everyone that's on my YouTube channel. I'm hoping that I'll be able to launch it in the next month or two. I do have some traveling coming up, though, and a few other projects. But we've been working on it on the side. So that's going to be big, hopefully in November or December. I got to achieve it by December 31st. So definitely by the end of this year, it'll be available. I'll easily launch a new high-level advanced Kindle training program. That was K Mastermind. That was one of the things that we focused on in September, which contributed to the high earnings that I had, by the way. I launched K Mastermind. That was a great success. I've been coaching and working with a lot of Kindle publishers now too, helping them get even better results than ever before. So that program has gotten amazing feedback so far. So I'm really, really happy about that. Just a lot of advanced stuff that has been helping Kindle publishers take their business to the next level. Next goal, I'll easily launch 30 CreateSpace books. We've done that. I mean, earlier this year, we've been launching more. I don't even know how many CreateSpace books we've launched now. Someone on my manager on my team is just totally in charge with that. CreateSpace, Kindle Same thing with Audible. When Nexgo launched 20 audiobooks, I think we've launched over 30 now, that are all making money, by the way. Every audiobook that I've published has made money, including recipe books, which is pretty mind-boggling to me. I teach a lot of that stuff, by the way, in my Kindle course, K-Money Mastery. Nexgo, I'll easily hire a new employee assistant to help grow my business. Achieve that. My friend, a good friend of mine, Ty, has been helping me grow my online business. He's been doing a lot of pay-per-click advertising and just a lot of high-level stuff. And I've been really expanding my team, like I mentioned before, so that I can work more in the strategy. And that's what I've done. I mean, I've automated and systematized my YouTube videos even. You know, this video right now, I record it and I just send it to my video guy and he edits it, he uploads it, he optimizes it for YouTube. I don't have to do that anymore, which is pretty cool. Same thing with my social media and a lot of different aspects there. I have built a team so that I can focus on the most important things, which is creating content, you know, creating products, coaching people, helping people, and, you know, strategizing and learning and improving myself. You know, all the most important things that I think you should focus on when running a business. Okay, next, let's go into lifestyle, relationship, and personal development. I'll easily travel to Las Vegas for the Amazing Selling Machine event. I achieved that back in February, went to the seminar, which is great. You can see pictures on my blog. I had Robert Kiyosaki, Richard Branson, amazing, amazing event. And I'm actually gonna be traveling to the next one in November in Las Vegas as well. So if you're gonna be there, come say hi to me. Really excited for that one. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I'll easily travel to San Diego for the Traffic and Conversion Summit. I achieved that also in February. I'll easily attend Leadership Academy by December 31st. I achieved that, I think, 2 months ago. I went to San Diego for that, which is great, in August. I'll easily travel to Las Vegas for the Amazing Selling Machine event, so that's scheduled for November. And I'll easily attend the Society of Protectors Weekend event. I achieved that goal also. A lot of seminars. You guys can see how much I invest in myself, and just because I'm always growing and improving myself to become better and better and better. Because I really believe in that. But truthfully, guys, I invested in myself as much today as I did ever before. You know, years ago when I had no money, I was still going to seminars. I did car wash fundraisers and stuff like that. I was selling cigars to, you know, friends and family to try to fund seminars that I'd go to. So, you know, I really believe that if there's a will, there's a way. Next, I'll easily travel to New Jersey to attend a racing school and mastermind with a group of 30 very successful entrepreneurs. So that's happening in October. I'm actually leaving for that in a few days, which will be really fun. I'm going to be masterminding with some very top multimillionaires that have online businesses, which is always a lot of fun. Next, I'll easily participate in a 10-day silent meditation retreat with Vipassana by December 31st. So this was actually booked in the first week, I believe, of December. But unfortunately now, this is a goal that I can't achieve now because I got an amazing opportunity that I can't turn down. I got offered to go to El Salvador to build a house. I'm sure you guys have seen the nonprofit organization that I'm involved with is Change Heroes. And through them, I built a school in Ecuador. We're building a second school right now in Kenya. And I've also contributed massively to them as well, amongst many other charities. A lot of charities and groups that I support, I don't publicly share. You know, my school and things like that that I'm trying to build awareness around and get you guys involved in. But as my friend Wade says, that he doesn't believe that it's charity if you have to speak about it publicly, because oftentimes a lot of people do that for marketing reasons and to make themselves look good. But a lot of stuff that I do, guys, is just totally in private, anonymous. I don't want people to know a lot of the contributions and stuff that I'm involved with. But the schools and things like that, I'm really excited about, because I want to bring awareness to you guys and get you guys involved as well to make a difference and make a change in this world. But I got a really great opportunity to fly to El Salvador to build a house. It's with Change Heroes. I'm going to be funding the house myself as well, paying for it. And it's just going to be a cool experience. I mean, we're going to stay in this village, you know, sleep on a yoga mat, you know, in a sleeping bag, and fly down there with a group. And we're going to film it. We're going to have drones set up, you know, filming the whole thing. So I'll have some video footage to share with you guys too. But I'm really excited about that. And unfortunately, I can't do the meditation retreat. That'll probably have to happen next year, which will actually work better for me, because in February of next year, I'm going to be traveling to Southeast Asia. I'm probably going to go to Bali, Thailand, and a few countries like that. So I think that would be a better opportunity for me when I take a little bit of a break from some business stuff. I can get more in the mode of meditation and going through like an actual 10-day retreat. So this goal, the mistake that I made is, and this sometimes happens with goals I've learned, is like you have to really properly plan things in advance, because some goals you set at the beginning of the year, but then so many things happen, opportunities come up, and you have to reevaluate goals that you have and prioritize certain things more than others, or change things or delay things or whatever it might be. And I've encountered a lot of that this year so far, a lot of delays and things that have happened. Next, I'll easily travel for 2 months in Europe with my girlfriend, celebrate our one-year anniversary. We didn't travel for 2 months. We traveled for 2 weeks to France, though, and you guys can check out pictures on the blog. I'll easily complete the ultimate relationship program with my girlfriend, achieved that back in June as well. You can learn more about that. It's a Tony Robbins program. I'll easily complete the 100-day challenge, achieved that beginning of the year. I do that every year, by the way, for the last 5 years, which has been pretty cool. Next goal, I'll easily read or listen to at least 15 books by December 31st. So I've read 14 books. I'm on my 15th book right now, I believe. And I've got a whole list of them on my blog. Everything from the juicing book, the reboot with Joe Juice, the Everything Store, Jeff Bezos, Jab, Jab, Right Hook, Managing Oneself, the Ultimate Happiness Prescription, Work the System, The Shadow Effect, Love is Letting Go of Fear, 78 Tax Tips for Canadians, The Pencils of a Promise. So many books. Money Master the Game. So if you guys want to check out the books that I've been reading, then head over to the blog. But right now I'm reading Sam Walton's book, Made in America. And like I mentioned before, I usually do a lot of reading when I travel. So airports and airplanes are a great opportunity to read a lot. And so I'm actually flying out on Wednesday, flying to Philadelphia. I've got a long flight and going to New Jersey as well. So I'm going to probably, it's like an 8-hour flight with the layover in Toronto and everything. So I'll probably read another book or two during that time. And I'll share with you guys in the next goals report what that is. Next, I'll easily be certified in NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. I achieved that goal as well, got my certification for that. Okay, contribution goals. I'll easily build 2 schools with Change Heroes. We've built one right now in Ecuador where the funds are being allocated. We've raised the funds for it. And it takes about 10 months before they actually build the school, or once they receive the funds to build it. Second one in Kenya is doing pretty well. I'll have achieved that by the end of the year as well. And yeah, this whole El Salvador thing is just a really kind of bonus of a goal that I'm going to achieve again this year. And I think that's pretty much it. So, I mean, that's all the goals that I set for myself. And to be honest with you guys, a lot of the goals that I'm sharing with you right there are kind of like the public goals that you guys see. But truthfully, there's always other goals that I have, because every month I set goals too. So these are the goals that I set at the beginning of the year, and I work hard a month to month to achieve those. But every month I try to set smaller goals. So smaller goals that I might have, you know, one of them was to reach 50,000 subscribers on YouTube. Some of them are you know, marketing goals that I have for my business or other launches that I'm doing. A lot of things that I don't publicly share, that I don't put up just because it'd just be so complicated to put every single goal that I have month to month on my blog. But there's a lot more stuff that I'm doing, which is pretty cool. But that's just kind of an inside look for you guys on my life and what I've been up to. So everything's going great, guys. I'm right on pace. I've already achieved some of my major goals, but I have a lot of big ones that I'm working on right now. I want to thank you guys again for watching this. And I just really hope that you guys can get something from this, you know, get some inspiration, or, you know, just show you what's possible, or for you to maybe just adapt or copy what I'm doing in some way, you know, adapting and to you know, sharing your goals and making sure you have goals, first of all, but writing them down and maybe making them public, getting accountability in some way, taking action, being consistent with them. Because there's nothing, you know, I've been doing this since 2012. You know, go back on my YouTube, my blog, I always say to people, you can see my first time I ever declared my goals, 2012, and I was living in a crummy little apartment, and you can see the transformations that I've had just by doing this, just by being accountable, just by being consistent and taking massive action. So everything that I'm sharing with you guys on my YouTube channel works. This works for me, but also many other people as well. So you know, you've seen where I've been, and you're going to see where I'm going as I continue this and keep it up for several years from now. So hopefully you guys can be inspired, and it helps awaken you in some way to take more action in your life. So thank you guys again for watching this video. Make sure to click through to projectlifemastery.com to check out the rest of my goals and see what else has been going on with me. But thank you guys again. I'll see you in the next video.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.